with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 9th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstegg. Well, it was a busy day in track and field, specifically around Plymouth County. Let's get you caught up on some of the highlights from the track yesterday. We'll start with the Don Schilling Invitational, the annual event at Jim Lorenzen Field, Lamar's community hosting their home meet. Some of the individual highlights, a lot of girls' highlights here as far as champions are concerned. That's what we're highlighting to kind of save on time today. Girls 400-meter dash, Maya Hogreef wins the title for the Bulldogs, 104.40. The 3K run on the girls' side, Karis Holinski. Yes, another long-distance Holinski runner. She clocks in a time of 12:58.76 to win the title. 100-meter hurdles, Claire Susamil wins that. 4x100-meter relay, the Lamar's team of McNaughton, Hector, Lusink, and Nias win the title. 4x400-meter relay, Lamar's squad gets that done. The Bulldogs also win the distance medley and the shuttle hurdle relay to win those meets. The Bulldogs tied for first in the Don Schilling Invitational, 168 points, with Sergeant Bluff Luton. Sioux City North was in third place behind those two with 113 points. The boys' team standings in the Don Schilling Invitational: Spencer took home the win with 159 points. It was Lewis Central in second. Sergeant Bluff Luton finished in third, and Lamar's was right there in fourth with 84 points. As a team, they did not have an individual champion in any event yesterday. But the bulk of our Plymouth County track and field teams were in action at the Panther Wildcat Relays in Kingsley. The Kingsley, Pearson, Woodbury, Central River Valley track teams hosting Hinton, Remsen, St. Mary's, Galen Catholic, and Akron Westfield, all as part of the festivities. Let's take a look at the individual champions, and we've got a lot of them from the area. So we'll start with the short distance boys 100-meter dash champion. It was Hinton's Daniel Blackwell winning that. Julia Maletic for KPWCRV winning the girls' 100-meter dash. 100 hurdles, it was Claire Schrader winning it for Remsen St. Mary's on the girls' side, one of two titles for the RSM girls. Boys' 110-meter hurdles, it was Bo Goodwin of KPWCRV taking home the title. 200-meter dashes on the girls' side, Natalie Schlanger of KPWCRV wins that, just under 29 seconds. Chance Carlson of Galen Catholic, 23.77, his time there. 400-meter dashes, same two, Natalie Schlanger, KPWCRV, and Chance Carlson, Galen Catholic. Yeah, it wasn't very original there on the 400-meter dashes, but that's all right. They've proven to be some pretty good runners in that distance. The girls' 400-meter hurdles, it was KPWCRV's Peyton Trapp winning that title, 1:14.68 her time. The 800-meter runs, they belong to the Blackhawks yesterday. Gabby Friesen wins it on the girls' side. Cooper Nelson wins it on the boys' side. The 1,600-meter run for the boys, Caleb Bauer of Hinton takes home that win just at 5:09 even. Girls 3,000-meter run, Rachel Putzi, she put on a clinic. KPWCRV sophomore wins that event, a time of 11:48.5. It also sets a meet record. I want to say she had about 300 to 400 meters on the next closest runner. She lapped a couple of girls twice in that 3K. She was just dominant. Boys 3,200-meter run, Dawson Spies of Hinton takes home the title, 12:45.46. To some of the field events now, girls discus throw and the girls shot put, they both go to Lauren Kunkel. 128 feet 11 inches in the discus, 32 feet 4 inches in the shot put. Not far behind Lauren was Morgan Divis of Hinton, right in second place, 32 feet 3 and a quarter inches as well. We talked about Lauren Kunkel sweeping the girls' throws, the boys' throws being swept by the defending state champ in both events. That's Ian Blau of Akron Westfield. He wins the discus at 187 feet 2 inches, sets a school record that he had himself previously, and then he also sets a meet record for good measure as well. Ian Blau, new personal best, of course, in the discus as well. Boys shot put, Blau reaches 56 feet 5.5 inches, and he dominates both throws at the Panther Wildcat Relays. Now on to the jumps. Girls high jump and boys high jump both going to KPW CRV jumpers. Anna Kazora, 4 feet 10 inches. Bo Goodwin, 5'10". It was really hard for those high jumpers. They were running right into the wind trying to get to the pad. Bo Goodwin did attempt a school record and meet record at 6 foot 7 inches. But again, the conditions were just not conducive to good high jumping yesterday. Girls long jump, KPW CRV had that one locked down. Lexi Gilbert wins the title at 16 feet 4 and a quarter inches. Julia Miletic, 15 feet 10 and 3 quarters of an inch, finished in second place. Boys long jump went to Galen Catholic at 20 feet 2 inches for Cole McCarty. Now to some relay teams. Boys sprint medley, Hinton takes home the title. Girls shuttle hurdle goes to the Remsen St. Mary's squad we've known and loved for the last few years. Boys shuttle hurdle relay from KPW CRV won the title there. Now to some boys relays here. 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8 went to one school, and that was Hinton. You're going to see that reflect in the team standings here in just a moment. The girls 4x200-meter relay, KPW CRV took that. 4x4 and 4x8 on the girls' side also went to Hinton. Girls' distance medley goes to the Blackhawks, and the boys' distance medley goes to Galen Catholic. We've got some more detailed who's running in what event in their times. Links to that on our website at KLEM1410.com. Team totals saw the Galen Catholic girls bring up the 9th place spot. Akron Westfield in 7th. Remsen St. Mary's 6th with 44 points. Lawton Bronson was 3rd. Hinton took home 2nd with 135 points, but nobody was catching KPW CRV. The Panthers scored 171 points, and head coach Dan Borman says up and down the entries, the Panthers ran a team meet to come away with the title at home.
It was just a team effort. I mean, we had a lot of kids place, you know, 1 through 6 in every event. And that's kind of what it takes to win meets. It can't just be 1 or 2 kids, you know, winning events. It's got to be everybody placing, and they did a great job of that.
The boys' team standings saw Remsen St. Mary's bring home 9th place. Akron Westfield rounded out the top 5 and 5th with 59 points. KPW CRV took home 3rd with 104 points. Galen Catholic 2nd with 119 points, but you don't sweep the 4x distance relays and not win the championship. That was the Blackhawks of Hinton Community. 153 points, and Hinton boys head coach Steve Dedeker says running against some bigger schools and bigger meets earlier in the year prepared the Blackhawks to compete against some of their regular area competition.
We've been running against some pretty tough competition, big, you know, 30 schools at meets, and just told the kids you just gotta, you know, just those are just workouts, and you know, we got to take that and turn it over here to, you know, to regular size tracks. So I thought the kids did really well, ran really well, and again across the board, kind of challenged them to go out. It was a little bit chilly and a little bit windy, but some of our times were as good as we've had all season.
And if we had more time, we'd be able to highlight some more of those great results outside of just the top finishers. But we don't, so make sure you check out KLEM1410.com. We've got a link to a website where you can check out all the results in all the meet. First through insert place here. We've got that for you on our sports scores and results page. Continuing down our sports scores and results page, we go to the golf course. We're in Wargo Conference Golf yesterday. On the girls' side, the Hinton Blackhawks defeated Galen Catholic, 214 to 221. Tight meet there. Ashlyn Kramer medaled by a long shot, 45 to be the individual top golfer. McKenna Sitzman, Galen golfer, was 2nd. With a 53, Ashlyn Kramer medals by 8 strokes. Isabel Lammers of Galen was 3rd with a 54. Rizea Sitzman, Brooklyn Geddes, Creighton Stussy of Galen and Hinton and Hinton respectively. They all tied for 4th with 55. It was Akron Westfield beating Remsen St. Mary's yesterday, 200 to 230. Hallie Sawyer with a 47 for the Westerners was medalist. Josie Schwickerath of RSM, a 49. Lainey Schutnecht of Akron Westfield, a 50. More Westerner golfers, Josie Smith, a 50, and Emerson Gravenish with a 53. Harris Lake Park ended MMCRU's perfect start to the year, 231 to 245. Cassie Weiler, the top finish for the Royals, 5th with a 59. Other Warrego Conference girls golf scores, South O'Brien beat West Sioux 239-241, and George Little Rock won via forfeit over Trinity Christian. Western Valley Conference girls golf meet, it's another win for the KPRV girls. They shot a 208 in Ottawa yesterday to take home their second Western Valley Conference meet win. MVAOCOU was second with a 212, Westwood in third with a 228. Ridgeview and West Monona tied for fourth with identical 229 scores. Jordan Sitzman led the way for the Panthers with a 47, Maya Dossel with a 52, and Sydney Duskett shot a 54. Boys golf scoreboard from yesterday, Galen Catholic 162-191 winner over the Hinton Blackhawks. Dawson Barthel medals with a 38, winning the playoff hole over Landon Ryder, who shot a 38 as well for Galen. Dylan Lubin in third for the Jays with a 41, Caden Barrett of Hinton with a 44, and Carson Arnes of Galen shot a 45. Pretty low scores for the Jays yesterday. Akron Westfield defeated Remsen St. Mary's 165-183. Carter Wilkin takes home medalist honors, winning his playoff hole over Colin Holman of Remsen St. Mary's. Both golfers shooting a 39 in nine holes yesterday. Eric Allard finished in third for the Westerners with a 41. Jackson Marnock brought home fourth with a 42, and Jackson Newbrand for the Westerners also. He brought home fifth with a 43. The MMCRU boys golfers have faced their second loss of the year. It comes by one stroke again. They lost to Western by one stroke. They lose to Harris Lake Park 173-174. Two losses, both by one stroke. Tough start for the Royals. Camden Bork finished second with a 42. Owen Schrader was fourth with a 43 for MMCRU. South O'Brien beat West Sioux 186-196. George Little Rock, a winner over Trinity Christian, 188-214. Western Valley Conference boys golf saw OABCIG win the meet in Quimby with a 151. Ridgeview a 153. Lawton Bronson 163. KPRV finished in fourth with a total of 168. And finally, in Plymouth County sports yesterday, boys tennis action of the MRAC. Sioux City North defeated Lamar 6-3. Bulldogs start the MRAC dual schedule 0-2. Wins for the Bulldogs came on the sixth singles court, Joseph Rasmussen, an 8-3 winner. The second doubles court, Ryder Mullally and Joseph Rasmussen got an 8-5 win there. And Ian Penny and Kyle Kemraj had no problem in the third doubles court, winning their match 8-1. Tight losses in the singles court that could have really maybe flipped the duel there. Devin Duvall in the third court lost 6-8. Ryder Mullally lost the fourth court by a score of 5-8. We've got more scores in tennis and soccer that we can't get to right now, but you can check them out on our website, KLEM1410.com, under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. The drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. To the schedule now for today in golf in the Warrego Conference, Trinity Christian's at Galen Catholic. That's a boys-only matchup. Trinity does not have a girls team. Akron Westfield's at Woodbury Central. West Sioux is at Hinton for a girls matchup. The Hinton boys head all the way to Southwestern Iowa to see our friends in Shenandoah at the Shenandoah Tournament. George Little Rock is at South O'Brien, and Harris Lake Park's at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Girls tennis today in the MRAC. Lamar's is at Sioux City West. The Bulldog matchup with North yesterday got postponed. Sioux City North is also at Bishop Heedland in MRAC girls tennis. Boys tennis, it's West at Lamar's for a home matchup with the Bulldogs. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Esterville Lincoln Central, and Sioux City East is at Dennis and Schleswig. Girls soccer in the MRAC. Lamar's is at Sioux City North. Sioux City West is at Bishop Heedland. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at Sergeant Bluff Luton. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln is at Sioux City East. Boys soccer in the MRAC. North is at Lamar's tonight. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Finally, in track and field, MMCRU is in Holstein for a meet hosted by Ridgeview. For more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or follow us on Twitter as well, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.